Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, we're going to cover one of my favorite topics of all time, and that is the importance of financial literacy. And I've brought along a couple of guests to help me along the way. Get the pen and paper out. Hey, everybody. This is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management, your YouTube CFP, helping you to do more with your life and money around the themes of financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And today, very special episode. Want to talk about the importance of financial literacy. And what we're going to do is we are going to take a video that I did some time ago with a couple of friends having a mastermind discussion that we did digitally through video conference, just talking about the subject of financial literacy. You know, the U.S., we only have 17 out of 50 states that require some type of financial literacy curriculum when you go K through 12 in order to graduate. And I want to bring out a couple of points during that conversation and get your feedback. I would love for you to join in the comments below and just create some awareness around this topical discussion, this narrative of financial literacy, so that we can move the needle forward with your personal finances, the community's finances, and hopefully the nation's finances when it comes to this. So here we go. Stay tuned. We're going to bring that to you right now. All right. Take care. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This is your host, Dominique Henderson. I got two very special guests with me today, Mr. Brandon Williams, former NFL star, and Mr. Jason Fields, representative for Wisconsin. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. What's happening, man?
Doing good, brothers.
Man, I've had you guys on previous podcasts before we did the rebrand on the Financial Literacy Bootcamp. And the conversation was so stimulating. I was like, I got to have them back. And how can we do this together? Kind of like a mastermind and maybe go deeper into some of the discussions that we had before. And so I just really appreciate you guys taking the time out to spend some time with the audience today.
Thanks for having us, man.
Well, cool. I said a financial literacy mastermind, a blueprint for 2018 and beyond, because if I'm thinking about as a practitioner, and Brandon, you have your background, which I'll let you do that. And then Jason, you have your background, but we've all kind of centered around this financial literacy, which we know is a necessary tool for building wealth, but I don't think it's still being widespread taught. And I don't know, Brandon, what are some of your thoughts about that? Because you've been in the...
Let's pause real quick. What do you think about that statement I just made? I said basically I think this is a tool for building wealth, the importance of financial literacy, understanding your money mindset, all those things that go with financial literacy. But I don't think that it is being taught. I gave you that stat at the top of this podcast about the number of states that actually require you to have financial literacy taught to you while you're K through 12 in order to graduate. What do you think about that? Brandon has a very interesting perspective that you know, he's going to share right now. But what do you think about that? Leave that down in the comments for me.
And I don't know, Brandon, what are some of your thoughts about that? Because you've been in the athletic world and came out. What are some of the obstacles that you see?
Well, the first thing that I want to say is that I've totally seen a paradigm shift from an athletic standpoint. You know, now you look at NBA, NFL, a lot of the stories is talking about athletes who have invested in real estate. You have a lot of NBA guys in startups and tech funds and NFL guys who are creating their own venture capital funds. And that just was not heard of 10 years ago.
See, this is why I love his perspective. His perspective is that of not just a fan now that he's out of the game, but also having been in the game, he knows and keeps in contact with some guys, and he knows that the narrative has changed, even from what I've thought and from what me and you may see looking from the outside in. So I like his perspective in that, you know, some of the, let's say the nature of the beast was that you probably outsourced a lot of your financial decisions to like an agent or financial manager. But nowadays, he's saying that today's athlete is a little bit more savvy, and they've learned from the mistakes of their predecessors, and they have a little bit more say in what their financial situation is going to be. So let's skip ahead. There was something that I wanted to have here. Okay, this part is where Representative Jason Fields explains a little bit of his feelings around the bill that just got passed for allowing Wisconsin to be the 17th state out of 50 that now have a program that you are required to take, you know, some type of curriculum K through 12 before you graduate in the state of Wisconsin.
To help, and even into school. And I know, you know, we are at the stage now where we've finally passed the bill in Wisconsin where, you know, K through 12 has the mandatory financial literacy piece. And my brother Jason has been a workman, has been doing
layman's
work for 10, 15 years trying to get this passed. And
one of
finally got it passed. Absolutely. Right. And we appreciate him big time. And I'm just blessed to have been a part of it in my small capacity. But that's kind of, you know, what I'm seeing is the real issue. The content is there. The information is there.
And I would say even further, not just the knowledge out there, because you can Google just about anything now.
Yeah.
Integrated knowledge. How do you incorporate that into what you're doing? So you guys, Jason, becoming the 17th state out of 50. Man, so talk cool. about that for a bit, because you got the side of statesmen that, you know, actually ground floor, grassroots, talking to people about what this bill means and then getting it passed. Talk about that a little bit.
I mean, and I think thank you to for hosting this, man. I mean, I appreciate you brothers both. And thanks, Brandon, because Brandon was there. In fact, I you know, and I'm not blowing smoke, but I think Brandon was one of the main attractions for people in my body, in my line of work, to see, hey, a young African-American former athlete come to the state capitol and testify about why this is vitally important. And to the three of us, it's common sense, right? I mean, it's sort of bittersweet, and meaning, you know, on one hand, I'm happy we got it done, but on the other hand, I'm sitting here like this took that long, you know, I mean, to talk about financial literacy when it'll touch every aspect of our lives. And so when we look at.
So what do you think about that point? That's a great point. I think he's speaking from both sides, you know, great that we got it done, acknowledging everybody that helped, all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, why does it take more than a decade to get something like this passed? Let me hear you down in the comments. I think that I would love to hear what your thoughts are around that. I want to skip now to a part in the conversation where Brandon talks about really the integration or how we can get the knowledge applied, not just the knowledge gained, but actually start applying that knowledge. Let's see what he says about that.
What would you say maybe the next step could be during along that path of experience to get them to tie financial literacy or illiteracy to economic empowerment?
Well, when you look at it, I think you have to tie the financial literacy component to some type of either entrepreneurial and workforce development component. So if I'm learning financial literacy now, just like you said, D, how do I apply? Because the knowledge without the action is pretty, knowledge is dead without action, right? You got it.
What do you think there? So yeah, the great point on integrating what we're being taught in schools or what will be taught in the whatever financial literacy curriculum that you're getting. But when you start to think about your child learning this, right, and they come home from school and it's like, okay, so what are some exercises, some things that you can put in place so that this stuff sticks? And he's saying that, you know, workforce development, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, even a lemonade stand or letting them sell something that you don't need out of your garage or putting on eBay or something like that. Those are the type of things that are going to reinforce this knowledge. And it also brings up this point that Jason's going to bring about the going from consumers to owners. So let's play that clip real quick.
Okay, we're looking at one of my foundations. My foundation is looking at creating an entry level into the financial services arena kind of curriculum.
Okay.
And I think the beauty of it is when people like me, you and Brandon, we put our lives on display to show people, listen, this is what's happening with us. It's not coming from a braggadocious kind of a place, but look at what happens when you learn financial literacy. You move from just being a consumer to ownership. And
I think that's an excellent point, because when you kind of just think about how society works, right? You know, there's a lot of spending going on. There's a lot of consumption. But at what point do you reverse that, right? Instead of just being a consumer, you also become a producer of goods or services to be consumed, right? And that's the ownership mentality he's talking about. And to be honest, I don't know that you can create that type of mentality of ownership unless you are financially literate. That's why this topic is so important, so that we don't have a part of society or a part of culture that is only going to always consume. We need the next generation to realize the power in ownership and not just consumption. So it makes a lot of good points. I would love to hear your opinions and comments and feedbacks to this great discussion that will keep going, but we're going to have to cut it short for today. Hopefully this has been helpful. We'd love to see you back. Hit me up in the comments and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment, as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.